Welcome to Zikhu Daf Sim Mani Mamar by Avram Goldar, and today we're Zekhus Menachos, Daf Tzadi Gimel, the 10th Perek, Shtei Midos. So the three daps are going to focus on Nerman Rav Chananya Tata Braisa and Rav's presence. Yoresh Eino Somech, an heir does not perform a smicha on a carbon he inherited. Yoresh Eino Memer, an heir cannot affect Temura. Rava asked him that the Mishnah on the previous daf states the opposite. Hayorsh Somech, an heir performs smicha, umevi is nesachav, he brings is nesachim, umeimer, and he affects Temura. Rav Chananya asked if he should reverse his Brisa's text, but Rav explained that the Brisa reflects Rabbi Yehuda's opinion from a recorded Malchokas. Rabbi Yehuda darshans that one only performs smicha on karbono, his own sacrifice, lo karbon aviv, and not his father's sacrifice, and it is not considered his own. He then derives the beginning of Hekdesh from the end of Hekdesh, meaning Temura, where the second animal receives Kedusha, from Smicha, which is performed just before Shechita. Just as a Yorish does not perform Smicha, he also cannot affect Temura. The Rabban Darshan Hamir Yamir substitute, he will substitute, to include a Yorish, and then derive Sov Hekdesh, Smicha, from Tchilas Hekdesh, Temura, to teach the Yorish performs Smicha. Point number two, the next mission states that all people perform smicha except for a cherish, a shota, a katan, a blind person, an idolater, a slave, a shliach, and a woman. The Gemara explains all these exceptions. The smicha shiari mitzvah. Smicha is considered the remnant of a mitzvah and is not ma'akav the kapara if it was not performed. Abraisa explains the pasuk uses the word v'nirtza and it shall be acceptable in reference to smicha. Since kapara is accomplished with the blood of a carbon, this pasuk teaches shimasu l'smicha shiari mitzvah that if he treated smicha as a mere remnant of a mitzvah, meaning unimportant, and did not do it, mal v'kasav ki ul kiper v'kiper. The pasuk considers it for him as if it did not atone in the best way, but it actually did atone somewhat. An identical drasha is made regarding tenufa, waving, about which pasuk says l'tenufa l'chaper, for waving to atone, even though it is the dam which achieves kapara. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that smicha is performed al harosh bebeis yadayim, on the head of the animal with two hands. A braisa darshans three mentions of the words al harosh to teach that the smicha may not be performed al tzavar, on the neck, nor al gabayim, on the back, nor al chazeh, on the breast. The additional novelty of the animal's back is that it is level with the animal's head, and the additional novelty of the chazeh is that it is used in tenufa. They inquired if one may perform smicha al tzadin, on the sides of the animal's head, and concluded that he cannot. Rabbi Yirmi asked if a cloth would be a chatzitza between his hands and the animal, and a brice is presented which states that there cannot be any chatzitza. Reish Lakish explains the source for performing smicha with two hands. Regarding the Siru Azazel, the pasuk says, V'samach Aaron eshtei yadav, and Aaron shall lean his two hands. The word is written yado as if it were singular, yet it says shtei, two, being plural. This teaches that even where the Torah says yado, his hand, such as regarding smicha, it means with two hands unless specified otherwise. So once again, the three points are number one, Rav Chananya Tar Brayson, Rav's presence. Yoresh Eino Somech, an heir does not perform smicha on a carbon he inherited. Yoresh Eino Memar, an heir cannot affect Temura. Rav asked him that the Mishnah on the previous daf states the opposite. Hayorsh Somech, an heir performs smicha, umevi is nesachav, he brings is nesachim, umemar, and he affects Temura. Rav Chananya asked if he should reverse his Brisa's text, but Rav explained that the Brisa reflects Rabbi Yehuda's opinion from a recorded Malchokas. Rabbi Yehuda darshans that one only performs smicha on karbono, his own sacrifice, lo karbon aviv, and not his father's sacrifice, and it is not considered his own. He then derives the beginning of Hekdesh from the end of Hekdesh, meaning Temura, where the second animal receives Kedusha, from Smicha, which is performed just before Shechita. Just as a Yorish does not perform Smicha, he also cannot affect Temura. The Rabban Darshan Hamir Yamir substitute, he will substitute, to include a Yorish, and then derive Sov Hekdesh, Smicha, from Tchilas Hekdesh, Temura, to teach the Yorish perform Smicha. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that all people perform smicha except for a cherish, a shota, a katan, a blind person, an idolater, a slave, a shliach, and a woman. The Gemara explains all these exceptions. The smicha shiari mitzvah. Smicha is considered the remnant of a mitzvah and is not ma'akav the kapara if it was not performed. Abraisa explains the pasuk uses the word v'nirtza and it shall be acceptable in reference to smicha. Since kapara is accomplished with the blood of a carbon, this pasuk teaches shimasu l'smicha shiari mitzvah that if he treated smicha as a mere remnant of a mitzvah, meaning unimportant, and did not do it, mal v'kasav ki ul kiper v'kiper. The pasuk considers it for him as if it did not atone in the best way, but it actually did atone somewhat. An identical drasha is made regarding tenufa, waving, about which Pasuk says, "L'tenufa l'chaper," for waving to atone, even though it is the dam which achieves kapara. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that smicha is performed al harosh bebeis yadayim, on the head of the animal, with two hands. A braisa darshans three mentions of the words al harosh to teach that the smicha may not be performed al tzavar, on the neck, nor al gabayim, on the back, nor al chazeh, on the breast. The additional novelty of the animal's back is that it is level with the animal's head, and the additional novelty of the chazeh is that it is used in tenufa. They inquired if one may perform smicha al tzadin, on the sides of the animal's head, and concluded that he cannot. Rabbi Yirmi asked if a cloth would be a chatzitza between his hands and the animal, and a brice is presented which states that there cannot be any chatzitza. Reish Lakish explains the source for performing smicha with two hands. Regarding the Seir L'Azazel, the Pasuk says, V'samach Aaron eshtei yadav, and Aaron shall lean his two hands. The word is written yado as if it were singular, yet it says shtei, two, being plural. This teaches that even where the Torah says yado, his hand, such as regarding smicha, it means with two hands unless specified otherwise. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Tzadi Gimel, and our standard Siman is a train chugging along. So here goes. The train conductor heading to Yerushalayim with his inherited carbon, who wasn't sure if he should do smicha on it when he gets there, was relieved when he was told that smicha is not ma'akev kapara. But if he does it, he should be sure to do it on the head and not in the neck, back, or breast. Once again, slow motion. The train conductor, that must be Siman Daf Tzadi Gimel, train chugging along. The train conductor heading to Yerushalayim with his inherited carbon, who wasn't sure if he should do smicha on it when he gets there, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the machlokas of a yorish performs smicha and makes tamura. So the train conductor heading to Yerushalayim with his inherited carbon, who wasn't sure if he should do smicha on it when he gets there, was relieved when he was told that smicha is not ma'akev kapara, which reminds us, we learned that smicha is shiari mitzvah. Smicha is considered the remnant of a mitzvah, and is not ma'akev the kapara if it was not performed. So the train conductor heading to Yerushalayim with his inherited carbon, who wasn't sure if he should do smicha on it, when he gets there, was relieved when he was told that smicha is not ma'akev kapara. But if he does it, he should be sure to do it on the head, and not the neck, back, or breast, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that smicha is performed al harosh bebeis yadayim, on the head of the animal with two hands. A braisa darshans three mentions of the words al harosh to teach that the smicha may not be performed al tzavar, on the neck, nor al gabayim, on the back, nor al chazeh, on the breast. So once again, the train conductor heading to Yerushalayim with his inherited carbon, who wasn't sure if he should do smicha on it when he gets there, was relieved when he was told that smicha is not ma'akev kapara. But if he does it, he should be sure to do it on the head and not the neck, back, or breast. All right, so now it's time for a four blah back Hazara. Daf Pei Tes. So the Siman Daf Pei Tes is a pot. So here goes. The Chalom Pot Salesman. Chalom Pot. That must mean we're on Daf Pei Tes. The Chalom Pot Salesman demonstrating that the pots could also be used to pour a chetzi yisarin of oil into each ner of the menorah, that it should burn from evening to morning, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that half a log of oil was used for each ner of the menorah. The Pasuk Me'erev Ad Boker from evening until morning teaches Teneli Midas to give the menorah its necessary measure of oil, Shetehei Dolechas V'Holechas Me'erev Ad Boker, that it should burn from evening until morning. The Chachamim assess that half a log is necessary for each ner to last from evening until morning. There's Malchokas if they start with a larger measure and work their way down when evaluating the correct amount, or start with a smaller measure and work their way up. So the Chalom Pot Salesman demonstrating that the pots could also be used to pour a chetzi yisarin of oil into each ner of the menorah, that it should burn from evening to morning, and were perfect for mixing the nesachim of bulls with the nesachim of rams, since the oil to flour ratio was the same, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ma'arvin niske parim beniske elim. We may mix the nesachim of bulls with the nesachim of rams, because the ratio of oil to flour is the same, 2 lugin of oil per yisarin of flour. A bull requires 6 lugim for 3 yisronos, while ram requires 4 lugim for 2 yisronos. Nesachim of different karbonos of lambs may be mixed for the same reason, but the nesachim of lambs, which require 3 lugims for 1 yisaron, may not be mixed with the nesachim of bulls and rams. So the Chalom Pot Salesman demonstrating that the pots could also be used to pour a chetzi yisaron of oil into each ner of the menorah, that it should burn from evening to morning, and were perfect for mixing the nesachim of bulls with the nesachim of rams, since the oil to flour ratio was the same, was approached by a matzor who wanted to buy a pot for his nesachim, despite the fact that his ashim was brought Loishmo, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said that an Asher Metzora which was shechted, Shaloishmo, requires Nesachim like a standard Asher Metzora, although it does not fulfill his obligation. Because if you don't say so, but offer it without Nesachim like a basic Asher, you've invalidated it. Since this animal was designated as an Asher Metzora, it cannot be offered as an ordinary Asher. Dav Tzadi. So the Simur Dav Tzadi is a tzedakah box. So here goes. The Gabbai tzedakah who is using an empty tzedakah box, that must more on Dav Tzadi. The Gabbai tzedakah who is using an empty tzedakah box to demonstrate Beirut's Midos and to explain if they are Kodesh or not, which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, the Tanakhama says, Midas halach Beirutzehen Kodesh. Regarding liquid measures, their heaping over the measures is sanctified, but the Beirutzim of dry measures are chulin. The Gemara explains that he holds a Midas halach was nimshecha ben bemifnim, ben bemechutz, anointed both on the inside and on the outside, so the outer lip can sanctify its Beirutzim, whereas a Midas yavish was only anointed bifnim, but not bechutz, and cannot sanctify its Beirutzim. Rabbi Kiva says that Midas halach are Kodesh and sanctify even their Beirutzim, whereas the Midas HaYavish are chol, so their Beirutzin are chulin. So the Gabbai tzedakah was using an empty tzedakah box to demonstrate Beirut's Midos and to explain if they are Kodesh or not, was looking forward to emptying out his tzedakah box to buy wheat for Karbanos when the price dropped, which reminds us, if one commits to supply fine flour for the base of Mikdash at 4 sa per sela, ba'amdu b'shalosh, and the price of flour increased to 3 sa per sela, yisapik ba'arba, he must supply it at the original price of 4 per sela. This is because Hekdash immediately acquired the flour when the Gizbar originally gave money to the supplier. If the price was initially 3 sa per sela and decreased to 4 sa per sela, he must supply flour at the new lower price. She had Hekdash al Hayon because Hekdash always has the upper hand. So the Gabbai tzedakah was using an empty tzedakah box to demonstrate Beirut's Midos and to explain if they are Kadosh or not, was looking forward to emptying out his tzedakah box to buy wheat for Karbanos when the price dropped, which had a smaller box attached to it on the side for Nesachim, which reminds us the Gemara discusses which Karbanos require Nesachim. Daf Tzadi Av. So the Simur Daf Tzadi Av is an exit sign. So here goes. As the man bringing two olas as the dove was left in the Nesachim store under the exit sign, that must more on Daf Tzadi Aleph. As a man bringing two olas as Nadav was left in the Nesachim store, under the exit sign with his two Nesachim, which reminds us, we learn that one who brings two Karbanos, even of the same type, require two sets of Nesachim. So as the man bring two olas as nadavos left in the Nesachim store under the exit sign with his two Nesachim, followed by the Metzor with his Nesachim for his Chatas and Ashim, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that although a Chatas and Ashim generally do not require Nesachim, the Chatas and Ashim of a Metzorah do require Nesachim. A Braisa teaches that when the Pasuk about a Metzorah's Karbanos requires bringing a Mincha, but Mincha ba ima zevach hakas medaber, the Pasuk is speaking about a Mincha which comes together with the Karban, rather than an independent mincha. So as a man bring two olas as Nadav was left in a Nesachim store under the exit sign with his two Nesachim, followed by the Metzora with his Nesachim for his Chatas and Asham, a man entered with his 13-month-old Palgas, which had an old exit sign in its mouth, to get Nesachim similar to an aisle, not a kevis, which reminds us, the Gemara asks why the Pasuk says, O le'aisle, or for a ram, and answers that it teaches that a palgas requires the same nesachim as an isle, not like those of a kevis. A palgas is a male sheep in its 13th month, older than a kevis, but younger than an isle. Daf Tzadi Beis. So the Simur Daf Tzadi Beis is a turtle. So here goes. At the Smicha training course held inside a giant turtle shell building, turtle shell, that must be on Daf Tzadi Beis, turtle. At the Smicha training course held inside a giant turtle shell building, where a Kohen Gadol was practicing doing Smicha and a Sir Mishdalech for eating turtle soup, which reminds us, and more brings a Malchokas, if the Sir Mishdalech atones for Kohanim. So at the Smicha training course held inside a giant turtle shell building, where a Kohen Gadol was practicing doing Smicha and a Sir Mishdalech for eating turtle soup, and two Zakenim were doing Smicha and a Sir Avodah Zorah for Beis and Paskening, it was mutter to bow down to a giant turtle idol, which reminds us, Gemara brings a Malchokas of the Sir Avodas Kochavim requires smicha. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon disagreed with the Tanakhama and said that a Sir Avodas Kochavim requires smicha. In one brace, Rabbi Yudah says that the word hachai, the live goat written about the Simish Delech, teaches that only this Sa'ir requires smicha, but not Sir Avodas Kochavim. But Rabbi Shimon replies that hachai teaches that Sir Avodas Kochavim do not require smicha by Aaron, like the Simish Delech, but they do require smicha by the Zakenim, who are owners. So at the Smicha training course held inside a giant turtle shell building, where a Kohen Gadol was practicing doing smicha on a Sirim Shnelech for eating turtle soup, and two Zakenim were doing smicha on a Sir Avodah Zor for Basin Paskening to bow down to a giant turtle idol, three men bringing a Bechor Mice and Pesach were turned away and given turtle-shaped no smicha signs, which reminds us the Mishnah concluded that all Karbanos Yachid do not require smicha except for Bechor Mice and Pesach. A Braisa darshens the word Karbano, his sacrifice, written three times in the Pesukim Yat Shlamim, to exclude these three Karbanos from smicha. The Braisa explains that without a drasha, they should all have required smicha based on a Kava Chomer from Shlamim. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we have machlokes about the listing of the seven midos for liquids? That's on daf Peches. Good. Number two. Which daf do we learn that smicha is shiari mitzvah and is not ma'akev kapara? That's on daf Tzadi Gimel. Good. Number three. Which daf do we learn a pogas requires nesachim like an aisle? That's on daf Tzadi Olav. Good. Number four. Which daf do you learn that Bechor, Maaser, and Pesach do not require smicha? That's on daf Tzadi Beis. Good. Number five. Which daf do we have a machlokas if a yorish performs smicha and makes tamura? That's on daf Tzadi Gimel. Good. Number six. Which daf do you learn that one who brings two karbanas, even of the same type, requires two sets of nesachim? That's on daf Tzadi Alt. Good. Number seven. Which daf do you discuss which karbanas require nesachim? That's on daf Tzadi. Good. Number eight. Which daf do you discuss a case where one committed to supply flour for the base of Migdash and the price changed? That's on daf Tzadi. Good. Number nine. Which daf do we learn how smicha is performed that has to be on the head of the animal with two hands? That's on daf Tzadi Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn the midos for measuring yavesh in the Mikdash? That's on daf Pei Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.